martial art radio show that I have, and it's like this it goes out to 14,000 listeners, and I'll call out and say, please call in, and I'll get like one person.
Do you know if you've got a channel in South Florida?
No, actually, you could tune into it on the internet, though. The radio show is on Tuesday nights at 9 to 10 p.m., and you could go on the internet at WLIE.com.
WLIE.com?
Yeah, and you could listen to it on the internet and actually watch it on TV. So I have to warn you, it's nothing like the Howard Stern show, though.
Oh, man.
It's got to be better.
Yeah, it's just straight martial arts and the non-physical benefits that the martial arts has to offer. And it's been on this, our fourth week that we were on yesterday, and it was just it's starting to get some really great response out here.
If I get home in time, I'll try it.
Please. I'd love to have your opinion and have you call in and, you know, be a part of it.
I'll have to kick my daughter off the computer. She won't like that. I will.
Well, guys, I think one of the things that I really want to just say before we even launch into the actual information is I really want to see you guys not only apply this information, but your feedback during this call is extremely important. We are trying to kind of disseminate the industry right now with more information that you guys really have time to get access to, on a regular basis. So these calls are held specifically for you guys to be able to take advantage of at a time that's convenient for you. That being said, as much feedback and as much interaction as we can get, we'd really appreciate it. So if you have a question, if you have a comment for anyone else on the call, please make sure to speak up. And I'm probably going to be peppering you all with questions just to make sure we get some activity today. I hope everyone's okay with that.
Excellent.
Okay. Well, we're going to start off with both John and Allie. We're going to talk about, again, increasing your, or keeping your enrollment high using without using a summer camp during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
John, do you want to start off? I know that you had spoken a lot about this. You and I had spoken a lot about this in the past.
Sure. There's a couple different steps. And if any of you have summer camp questions, we can talk maybe if we got time at the end. But outside of summer camps, a lot of times school owners are looking at summer as the dreaded time of the year that they're headed into. And the mind shift that you have to take as a school owner, and the successful school owners do take, is that these 3 months are no different than the other 9 months of the year. You have to continue to grow your school. You're going to have some obstacles with outside activities. And parents are going to use that their kids don't want to be there in different acts. And a lot of times it's the parents that don't want to be there. So if anything, you just need to step up exciting classes, dynamic classes, activities and different things going on. So going into the summer, first and foremost, before anything, is to get into the mind shift to understand that your school needs to continue to grow. A successful school should be trying to grow their active student base by an additional 15 to 20 members per month. Does anybody not do those numbers right now?
Yeah.
That's in the room.
We don't.
There's one that doesn't.
I'm at school, so I'm not getting it right now. I've only been open for 2 months, so.
Okay. Well, there's things that we can do, and if you're not hitting 15 to 20 right now, then we can talk in the future to figure out how to do that.
Yes,
those are the numbers that the average schools that are growing rapidly and doing 200, 250 plus in a year, that's what you want to kind of be targeting. If you're doing less than that, now, naturally, if you're working and you're doing your school part-time, you have to work a full-time job and do the school in the evening, those numbers are going to be more difficult for you to reach, but there's still activities that you could do. The reason that I bring that up is that I want you to get in the mindset that you in June, July, and August, those months should reflect the same numbers that you are enrolling any other time. If you're enrolling January, February, March, those the next 3 months of the summer should match those same numbers. Don't let that get behind you. There's a couple different things that I do with my schools, and this is my third school that I've had now, and each school actually has been in different size demographics, communities. Population-wise, average salary rise, family-wise, and different things. Although all three of those schools grew an average of 200 plus students a year. So we want to continue to do that. And all schools should be growing, and I've been fortunate by working some of these things I want to share right now and continue to make that school grow during the summer months. My summer months have never been slower than any other month of the year. So by going into that, one of the things that the first thing that I think is the most simplest to do for those who have the opportunity to be full-time is to go ahead and add daytime activities to your current schedule. So, for example, here what we do is on Tuesday and Thursday, we do a 9 a.m. Tiny Tiger class, a 10 a.m. junior, and then we have a 10:30 Black Belt Club. We do that Tuesday and Thursday. Now, plus you got Saturday morning. And what we try to do is deter those students that are going to go into baseball, summer league, soccer, whatever it is that they're doing in the specific areas. Baseball, naturally, is the big one. But some right now we have soccer going on here, also that's just starting to end, and actually soccer starts here again in August. So you're going to deal primarily with baseball, but you are going to be dealing with some outside activities. And you're also going to be dealing with families that want to do more things in the evening. Dad wants to cut the grass on Wednesday night now opposed to Saturday because he wants to ride his Harley on Saturday. So parents are trying to get out in that summertime too, and naturally if they're the transportation form. So by offering the daytime alternatives, you're giving students the opportunity to attend during the day that will eliminate those that say, you know, hey, is there any way that we could possibly freeze or drop our membership during the summer because we just can't make it here more. Now you're giving them options. And when you create options, then your retention is going to be a little bit better. So I would definitely say start changing or modifying your schedule. There's something very simple that you can do to start deterring getting those questions about freezing your contracts. Is there anybody that's on the line today that has not, in the last 30 days, been hit with questions about freezing the contract for the summer, about vacations coming up, I need to do this, having people come to you want to drop?
Nobody's bothered me about it.
Nobody has?
Nope.
Okay, what's your active student count?
My active student count is about 300 right now.
Okay, perfect. That's phenomenal. Let me ask you, do you do the daytime schedule during the summer?
No, because unfortunately we are, and I say unfortunately because I'm the one who's here from 7:30 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night with them.
Okay.
We are locked into a summer camp. We did it last year, and we will be doing it this year.
Okay.
To actually do something in the daytime would be nearly impossible, other than what I'm doing with my summer campers.
Sure. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Steve. I'm Steve Ensign. I'm at Parks Taekwondo in Coral Springs, Florida.
Okay.
One of the interesting
in Coral Springs.
Excuse me.
Did you say Coral Springs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. One of the interesting challenges that we meet down here is because we're in Broward County, which is just north of Dade County. We have such a very diverse population that a lot of people travel. I mean, literally, we'll have people go away for the whole summer.
Mm-hmm.
But no one seems to have any problem with that. Nobody has bothered us about freezing any contracts, and I've been at this school for upwards of 9 years now, and it really never has been an issue for us.
Right, and I think and you're obviously doing a great job with your classes and everything else because you're not getting that. Plus, being in the demographics that you're in, you're in summer 12 months a year.
Yeah, pretty much.
So which helps out a lot too.
Where you get four seasons in Florida: rainy season, tourist season, hurricane season, and hot season.
Okay, perfect. So that, I would definitely say summer schedule modifications will help. One of the other things that I started doing about two summers ago, and was doing what we call an accelerated karate program. In the accelerated karate program, what we do is we offer it's kind of the same theory that your colleges do with intersessions, where they'll do a class on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You're there for 8 hours. And after 4 weeks, you've got your time in for the semester for that credit. We do the same thing with an accelerated karate program. You're two times a week, we offer classes from anywhere from 2 to 3 hours. You have to figure out, and when I say this, is you have to determine what your belt requirements are. We test that you have to be there eight times a month, so you have to attend 8 classes in a month in order for the minimum requirement to... And also, in addition to the proficiency in the material, and then we test on a 12-week cycle. So what we do with the accelerated karate program is have it where you can do 2 hours a day in addition. Now, this is all in addition to your evening program. You stay with your membership, and you're still attending the evenings, but this is for your overachievers. They sign up for this program, and they come in 2 times a week for 2 to 3 hours. Again, you have to find out where it works for you. And what they can do is we can take that, we do it at a higher intense pace of class time and material, and cover the material that we cover in 12 weeks, we try to cover in 6. and then we go ahead and offer. So what we do is during the summer is give overachievers an opportunity to actually step up two belt levels opposed to waiting out the full 12 weeks. And that's another thing that's worked for us. A lot of, and I've got friends that have done this that are in traditional programs, eclectic programs, various different type of programs. It's you still want to stay true to your curriculum and not deviate from that whatsoever, but what you want to do is come up with 2 to 3 times a week, 2 to 4 hours, whatever it is, each time that you, and what you can do is pick up the intensity of that and then do it in 6 weeks opposed to 12 weeks. And normally what I suggest on that is that you charge what you would for example, Steve, you said you have a summer camp, so you might want to charge a very similar type rate for that type of program for them to come in and do that.
What would you charge for that?
We look at just normally let's say for our day camps, for example, are 35 a day if someone's here for a day camp only. And we too run a summer camp. But if someone was here just for one day during the summer camp, we would charge $35. So we do try to work that similar rate out with that. So if we want to fall somewhere between $40 to $50 per week for them to do the accelerated program. So maybe you're looking anywhere from $189 to $200 a month in addition to what they're currently paying that they're going to be doing for that 12-week cycle. Okay. Does anybody have any questions on the first two topics, summer schedule modifications or the accelerated karate program?
I actually do want to make one comment, John, not really about planning for it, but kind of about maybe even selling those types of programs. You had mentioned trying to dissuade people from losing students to baseball, soccer, other seasonal sports. One of the things that I've actually worked with one of my clients who's in New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
who's in southern New Jersey, we had talked about, that comes up as a huge problem for him. And what he did is he sold it as a sports conditioning package.
Okay.
So that's just something to keep in mind, too. If that's something that is a challenge for you guys during the spring, summer, even fall months, across the board, losing people to other sports. I mean, we all know that training in the martial arts provides other benefits aside from just specifically to the martial arts. I mean, it's going to benefit them personally, spiritually, and even physically in other sports. It's going to help them. So
sure.
Having that as a marketing angle is something to bear in mind as well.
Sure. Absolutely. And one of the other things that we've added to that we do with that is when you're working with work with those teams. If you've got a soccer team, baseball team, and activities, most likely you have a student that's in that activity. So we try to use that as an in, get ourselves introduced to the coach. Sometimes we'll host, and here's another angle that you can take, is at the end of that season, you want to work out something. Maybe when you come in and you talk about stretching or you talk about black belt mindset for winning the game, get yourself introduced to that team, and then at the end of the season, host a pizza party for them at your school. Let the coach give out the awards or the pep talk or whatever he does. He may want to have you involved in it. But then what we do is we VIP every team member so that those team members now get a uniform in 30 days to be involved in our program. We offer the facility. We offer the pizza. We offer the soda to get that whole team in there and work that. So try to work with the teams that are in your community and don't look them as competition and against you. So that might be a nice touch in addition to what Joanne has suggested that the gentleman in New Jersey is doing. Okay. Rinchi Ali, do you have anything that you want to add to?
It's hard talking to dead air, right?
Yeah.
I actually have a lot of things that I would like to add. First of all, I love your idea with the accelerated program, and I also love that how you could work with the teams, and that's just another slant on how you could get the teams by having a party and maybe doing an awards dinner or going in as a special coach and doing some motivational things. I think that's outstanding. So that's great, John. And so I'm using them right away. I have one thing that I thought was cool. First off, in my school, we've shifted the perspective that summer is nothing different than the rest of the year. So when people approach us and they say, well, we're going to take off for the summer, we explain how important it is not to do that. Because we find that no matter who it is, even if the parents disagree, that if the child takes off for any period of time, they end up inevitably quitting because they find that they fell behind or their friends have gone up for their belts and they didn't, and so on and so forth. So we try to always encourage the parents, even if they're going away for 2 weeks, the next 2 weeks of the month to continually come in and train. You know, the only people that may freeze a membership is we have a very far and few between that will freeze a membership for any long period of time during the summer, because we've got them in the mindset that they know that they have to stay with the program, continue going, and we'll give them credit, though. We have yearly agreements, so if they miss 2 weeks, at the end of their agreement, we'll tack on the 2 weeks that they lost. So they're never looking to stay out for the entire month to save the amount of money that they think they're going to save.
Right.
I also, one thing that I really like is that we have a vacation log that if anybody's going to take off for any period of time, they have to log out in our vacation log and basically say that they're going to be off from June 1st to June 21st, and that way we know when they're out, and then we know that we can anticipate that they'll be back on the 22nd. So we kind of make them commit to a time, so because it easily could turn from a week off to 2 weeks off to a month off to I'm going to take the whole entire summer and then I'm going to quit. So we keep them a little bit more accountable to, you know, like as if they were in a job, they tell us when they're going to stop and then when they're going to start back up again, so that we have more regular scheduling and we know that they're going to be back at that particular time. They've committed to that time that they're going to be taken off. And then we also include a private lessons for the kids that have been off for any long period of time for free, just to reinstitute them back into the curriculum. Even though that they may not feel uncomfortable, sometimes they won't admit to it, we realize that being off for any period of time at anything, you get rusty, you think that you forget things, you're not sure if anything has changed. So we give them like a private lesson or two for a half an hour or 15 minutes even, just to get them back into the flow, really to just get them comfortable coming back to the school and being a part of it. Because 1 or 2 months is a long time, especially for young kids, it's eternity. And then we do a crazy days. Like we'll pick like a Wednesday or a Thursday during the month of July, and we'll call it that our Crazy Wednesday. So maybe we'll have a Wild Wednesdays, and 1 week will be a Crazy Hair Day. The next day will be Red, White, and Blue Day. The next day will be a Buddy Day that they bring any friend down and they do wear a special, you know, outfit or whatever. Then we do. We even had a point a year or two ago where we did an ice cream day. That one day of that month, that particular month, after class, everybody got a free pass to get an ice down at the pizza parlor, which is like four doors down from my school, and it was paid for by us. They got the pass, and the pizza parlor liked it because it brought business in. Everyone got pizza, and then they got their ice for free. So we kind of did that just to encourage them. And then I agree with you on the hour shifting, too. I think it's important to sometimes offer summer hours, just like the Master Schick School in Florida had said that they have a summer camp going. We do a summer camp. We also have daytime classes regularly. So we have a little ninja class, 3 to 5 year olds, automatically every day, you know, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in my schools during the daytime from 9:30 to 10. Then we have adult classes during the daytime as well. And then during the summer, we also offer a really big summer camp. And then another thing that I think is really important is for people to realize that it's not really about the summer. Summer is not a slow time of year. I think that people who get slow during the summer are the ones that stop marketing because they believe that they're going to get slow during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
We continually bring new people in every single month, and we're hitting numbers of between all five of my schools, probably upwards of like 75 new members a month. And that's consistent. And then you also have to look at your renewal numbers as well, so that the people that are in your school are not quitting or dropping out. And if you have a lot of renewals that are up during the summer, you might want to get to them ahead of time and get them to renew before their time is up, so you don't lose them for 2 months and then they come back. So that's real, real important. And make sure that you're on top of your people, making sure you're explaining to them that they can't be leaving just because it's summer. Because summer's a long period of time. So it's just like anything else. You don't want to stop and be off for that period of time. And that's real, real important. And then another thing that we do is continually do a boot camp. We do a boot camp 4 times a year where the boot camp is done in 6 sessions. We actually charge $45 per session. It's around $275 for the 6 sessions. Or if they pay in full, they get it for $225. And we'll do that twice during, let's say, a Tuesday or a Wednesday. It'll be at 6 a.m., and then it'll be at a evening class at like 9 to 10 p.m. And we concentrate on specialty kind of seminars, like we'll do knife fighting and we'll do ground grappling. And we have suit training with the Kevlar suit where you could go full out, like sort of like the Ramcat stuff. And we pretty much will do gun disarms, or we'll do specialty weapon training. Get them a lot of different things that will keep up and spark up their interest during the summertime to create them to want to stay. I think that, you know, no matter what, we always have things that we compete with, whether it be summer or whether it be the holidays or whether it be baseball or soccer or football. If we continually look at those things as a legitimate reason for them to come and take off from our practice, then we're going to fall to that, you know, victim to that. But if we continually get our students and the parents on the mindset that this is something that's above and beyond soccer. It's above and beyond baseball. It's above and beyond the summer. It's something that they have to continually do. We don't mind if they drop back a day or two on their practice. If they're doing 4 days a week, now they're only doing two. We just don't want them to take their feet and get totally out of it. We want them to stay in it. Does anybody have any questions on any of that stuff so far?
No, I just want to actually make mention of something, not to deviate from the conversation. I know that some of you guys are probably online and you're noticing that we're muting and unmuting people. There's a really bad echo and we're trying to figure out where it's coming from.
Okay. Just don't mute
just
me
so
while
you know.
I'm talking.
No, definitely not you, Allie. Never you.
So did anybody have any questions on any of the things that I just mentioned?
Yeah, how long is
it? Yes, for your boot camp?
Right.
You said you offer it 4 times a year.
Correct.
And how often would that boot camp meet? Is it
once a week we normally do it.
Once a week?
Once per week.
For how many weeks?
We would do it for 6 sessions, 6 weeks in a row.
Okay, great. That was my question.
Yeah, and then, you know, I found it to be like, we had it at one point as an ongoing thing, and then you get people who just get bored with it. So every time we flip it around, so each boot camp has a different segment. So like, you know, one session of 6 weeks will have a certain group of things that we specialize on. The next time we'll totally change it up so it's more interesting to people, and they could actually, you know, do a whole new group of things that they'll learn.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a big moneymaker. We did really, really well with it the last few times. I mean, it was a revenue booster of probably over like $8,000 to $9,000 each session.
Great, and then it was $45 per 6 weeks.
We did it $45 per session. $275 if they were going to do it individually. It would end up coming $45 per session. Or if they paid in full for all 6 weeks, it was $225.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Okay.
What was the other question out there?
Allie, do you, when you do that, when you talk about, let's say, like gun defense,
right?
Are you rotating that each, or that's 6 weeks on that one solid?
No. It was actually, we'd have 6 separate topics.
Okay.
During that 6 week series. So we'd do one week of gun defense, the next week of knife defense, the other one we called it ground and pound, where we would do groundwork from stand up to the ground fighting. So stand up fighting and grappling on the ground, but street real stuff. We do everything that's different than what we do in our normal everyday classes.
Okay.
Because people get bored.
Did you have an age limit on that?
No, we actually were taking anybody serious from, like, we did have an age limit. It was like 12 years old and above.
Mm-hmm.
We had some serious kids that are black belts with me that are like 11, that they've been with me for like 7 years. But mainly it's more the mature kids because we kept it as more of a mature thing for, you know, topic matter. So, you know, we talked about rape case scenarios and different type of aggressive, you know, people in nightclub situations or out, you know, drinking and stuff like that, how people get. So we wanted to keep it a little bit more adult orientated.
Mm-hmm. How long do the sessions run?
The sessions were an hour and a half. Yeah, they were an hour and a half per class.
Cool. What day of the week do you usually do?
You know, well, we found that we did them on a Saturday one time, and then we did them another day on a Wednesday. And we were doing it. We had a crowd of people that were doing it at 6 in the morning, 6 a.m. before they went to work. They would go from 6 to 7:30. And these people were coming in, getting there about 5:30 in the morning, getting warmed up, starting at 6, going to 7:30, running home, showering, and then some of them were hitting the train. I'm in New York, so some of them were going to the city to go work in Manhattan. And it was perfect right before their day because they were getting home late at night, and they said, hey, I could save myself staying out late and doing classes. I could do it first thing in the morning. And it was some of them were during the week, and we had a class from 9 to 10:30 at night at one point. But this is a special group. You know, you might get 15 or 20 people out of your enrollment to do that, but, you know, 15 or 20 people, if you have 20 people times $45, you're looking at, per session, a teaching $900. So it's well, well worth it. And I think that we have a big mistake of trying to think that we blast our population of people trying to get the majority of people to do it, rather than just saying, hey, I need 20 people. Let me target 20 individual people that I know will do it. And you hit those 20 people, you might get 5 or 6 that'll say no, and then you just go after another 20 until you get your numbers, but don't blanket it to everybody. I think it's better to go in after them personally, calling them up, making sure that you're explaining the program in full to them, and keep it more selective and get to the numbers that you want to get to. You know, whatever's profitable for you to keep your school open and run the program.
I'm sorry, what did you say you charged for that?
I charged, it was $275 for 6 sessions. That's if they paid individually. It's $45 a session. And then if they paid in full, in a block, they bought all 6 sessions, it was $225. So they got it discounted. But they had to pay in full.
Do you think it's possible to do a boot camp for younger kids?
Absolutely. We did do it for younger kids, and we have done it in the past. It really all depends on how young you want to get it. Because I try to build up this persona around my boot camp that it's really hardcore kind of training.
Right. Right.
So if you did it for young children, you might want to change the title and not call it a boot camp, or call it a boot camp and do, you know, conflict resolution and things of that nature. But I found even the younger kids, the 11 and 12-year-olds, those are the hardcore ones that really, really want to sweat. They want to get out there and really, you know, work out hard.
Right.
And that's how we sold it.
Being recorded.
I have.
Requested by the host.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Good. Any other questions?
Yeah. Oh.
Just feed him forward. I don't care. Just ask as many questions as you like.
I have a question.
Sure.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize I was conversing to actually talk. Question for the boot camp training. Could you do that, like, non-members who don't have a contract but someone coming in? Could you advertise that as, like,
sure.
a summer special?
Absolutely. And here's another idea one of my staff members and I just came up with today, is that we're going to run a summer program. I mean, it's nothing new to the industry, but we do everything based on agreements, or we, you know, contracts, as most people know them, but we call them agreements.
Okay.
And people can't join our school for anything less if they could initially sign up for a three-month period of time, but then after that they have to join for a yearly program.
Right.
But in my school now for the summer, we're going to offer a summer program at a discounted rate of maybe charging $125 for a 6 or 8 week program, including the uniform, just to get those people in
right.
that may never train throughout the rest of the year. They might only do it during the summer because they're busy with school and band and whatever. We want to just get them in for the summer. Hopefully we'll convert them over and have them love it so much that they'll want to continue. But if not, you build up all that revenue just for summer people, getting them into program.
Okay, my next question is... like going for boot camp training for kids.
Right.
You'd be able to do something like maybe like playground safety or like self-defense for the playground. Like.
Well, you know what I look at it as? You want to make it interesting to the parents, but at
right.
the same time you have to make it interesting to the children. So they may not really be interested in learning self-defense for the playground or safety. You know, that you got to appeal to the kids, because if the kids don't want to go, the parents aren't going to really just say, well, here's a program that's beneficial to me as a mom or a dad.
Right.
I'm going to put you in the program because I know it's going to be good for you. You want them to be happy, you know, because summertime is their happy time. That's where they're off, their free will, they're
yeah,
having fun.
We so have a lot of kids, juniors and a small samurai that are always, and the parents are always saying, do you have anything that
sure.
you can offer for them?
Well, then if I were you, I would eliminate it, do a boot camp separately, and do like maybe a four-week, you know, safety program
okay.
for children, and then sell it to the parents that way. And then again, I would say if you want to get 50 people in the program, take a list of your 50 students that you think would definitely do it, and
okay.
start calling them personally and saying, you know, this is Sensei so-and-so, I'm calling about your child, and we have a program we think is going to be dynamite for you, and it's going to be from this period of time to this period of time, it's going to be the X amount of dollars.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Any other questions? No? Okay, and John, do I have a few more minutes, or I could go on? Or
you can always go on.
I don't want to hog the radio waves. Do you have anything else you want to do, and then I'll cut back in?
I'll jump right back in.
Okay, why don't you jump in, and I'll get in.
You just keep going.
Okay, then let me... I wanted to continue on. One thing that I want...
Oh, we still all there?
Everything's cutting out on my end.
All right, I just got cut off. But now, can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So one last thing that I wanted to clarify with people, which I think there's a misconception in the industry, is that people have to keep better track of their numbers so that they know, like John said in the beginning, that how many people are not getting – are there people out there that don't bring in 15 new members a month? Can anybody just say an aye if anybody doesn't bring in 15 members?
Aye. We're averaging in that area. Some months we'll get 6 or 7. Other months we'll get 25.
Okay, that's great. But you see, we want to take those big months as like a hallelujah month, we call them. But we want to have every month average at like 15. So there was like 6 people who said aye. And that's what we need to concentrate on for summer enrollment. So what we need to do is not so much worry about all these things that we're talking about, like boot camp and summer sessions and all that, is incredible thing to bring up new members and get, you know, money up for the people that you have. But we got to concentrate on our marketing throughout the summer, so that we need to understand that if it's slower, we have to get out there and do 10 times more legwork. If it's if we believe that it's going to be a slow year or a slow month or whatever it may be, if it's slow, it's because we're not really doing our job. If we need to put out 50,000 flyers that month to get in 20 people, that's what we have to do. We might have to double our effort. And in order to have a growing school, like John had said, the numbers have to be between 15 and 20 members, because then you're going to be bringing in 240 new members a year. But if you're conservative and you only have 10 members coming in, and you retain those 10 members, you'll have 120 new members for the year. And if you have an active count of 50 and you keep half of them, you're going to be up to 150, 160 students by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So then your numbers, your schools will always continually grow. grow. But what you need to do is put down a marketing plan that you do on a daily and a weekly and a monthly basis, irrelevant of whether it's June, July, August, or December. Because when I look at my stats over the last 7 years, there is no one month that has ever been consistent every single year, year after year, that we had a slow month. So there's no way of me saying, hey, don't worry, June is going to be a slow month, because consistently for 5 years we've been slow in June. It's never like that. Sometimes we have a hot June, pop in June where we get a lot of members. Sometimes we'll have a really slow June. It's really not relevant to the month. It's really relevant to whether I concentrated on the marketing, whether we were on the phone soliciting new members, while we were following up on our trial class calls, where we were out handing out flyers, when we ran more ads, and so on and so forth. So that's real, real important.
Do you find that referrals go up or decrease during the summer?
I find that my referrals are consistent throughout the entire year. Our source of business in the martial arts is based on referrals, but we have and I've talked about this over the past, you know, in many different areas with APS, is that we have a really proactive referral program where we give out a prize for everybody who refers a member. And then if the member joins a yearly program, they get a credit towards that membership. If they get 5 people to join our yearly program, they get a year for free. So a person could literally save $1,500 on a membership if they get 5 people to join our school. And I don't have my numbers in front of me, but the last time I looked, I think we were up to probably about 97 referrals in my one school so far this year in 4 months, actually.
Can I ask you a question real quick, Allie?
Sure.
This is Joanne. One of the things that I hear a lot from people, because I do use your program, your referral system,
right,
as a as an example to a lot of people that I talk to,
right,
every day. One of the things I do have to ask you is you're pretty proactive about getting those referrals,
right?
Right? I mean, you actually...
Absolutely. I go after them.
Yeah, and that's something that I hear from a lot of people, you know, regardless of seasonal fluctuations at all. Another thing that people have to really focus on, and even I have, I mean, I'm a senior sales representative, so...
Right.
You know, I'm not just going to have leads consistently falling in my lap. I'm not
going
to be able to. I have to go out and find them.
Right.
Or ask them for, you know, for their business.
Exactly.
And that's kind of what, you know, what I'm guessing that you probably do that very proactively at your school.
I do that with everything. I mean, I've realized, and I said this to my staff, we had a staff meeting on Monday, that you cannot expect people to just continually join. Like right now we're on a huge radio campaign. And it's so odd, if you think about marketing in general, we ran 2 weeks on WBLI, which is a big radio station by me. We were running probably like 12 ads a day, and there's probably like 100,000 listeners on that station. Well, for 2 weeks, we didn't get one single call. So I had to go back and say to myself, what are we missing? Why are we not getting a call? So I went in, and I changed the ad entirely. We had moms on the radio saying, wow, my kid has benefited from blah, 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 blah. We had 2 or 3 moms telling about the benefits. We talked about our summer camp. And in the last 4 days, we've gotten 6 calls. So we went for 2 weeks without a call. We changed the ad, revamped it entirely, and now we've gotten 6 calls in the last few days. And it's just amazing how knowing your target market and knowing what to say and how to say it is going to create advertisement. I think that a lot of the ads from companies like the professional organizations that are out there, the ads are just so stagnant now that it's the same old day, push the benefits. Well, we give self-defense, we give self-discipline, we give focus and self-esteem. Well, half of those things are just so dull to people. They've seen it a million times. They're not interested anymore. You need to find a way to get your people in the door and find out what you do. It doesn't matter what everyone else is doing in the industry, but what you guys do that's specialized, that people are going to want to come to you over the other 25 martial arts schools that are in the papers.
Absolutely. Hey, can I make a point in there? I know Mr. Albarigo's program. You, when we say that you continue to refer, you continue just like you do the other 9 months of the year.
Absolutely. Every single month we're mailing out a referral postcard. We have a series of 5 referral postcards. And every single postcard is different, and we mail them out to our entire client base of 1,400 students now. So they're getting a referral, even though that they may not be thinking of getting you a referral. They're constantly reminded, hey, I can make $1,000 if I do this, or you know, if I give this card out to a friend. So we're constantly marketing this referral program. Plus, we also on our 2-4-6 free calls, which I found to be shocking that people are still not doing those. We call up after the person has joined for 2 weeks. We actually ask them for a referral. And they're new, so they're unsure. So then on the 4th week, we'll ask them again. On the 6th week, we'll say, well, come on now. You know, we've proven ourselves to you for 6 weeks. How come you haven't referred somebody to us yet? And then I remember getting your seminar, John, when I was at the APS boot camp, how you said you literally asked the people on the telephone and say, well, do you have a friend that want to train with you? Can we bring Johnny down as his best buddy?
Sure. What we do is when we're on the phone and we're setting the intro appointment, is to go ahead and say, you know, Mrs. Smith, what we if you want to bring in with Jimmy a friend, you're more than welcome. We'll continue. We'll give them also the same. And this is when we're running our 30-day free program. 30-day free is in a uniform. And what the reason that we do that is, one, you can share the excitement with the friend, but also we found out that Jimmy may be more comfortable by having a friend with him in the program. That's going to ease the anxiety and the new excitement of being in the school.
Absolutely.
So do you have a friend that you wanted that you'd like to bring with you?
That's
and if
right.
they hesitate, say, listen, what we can do is we can, if you want to give me a name and a number, I'll go ahead and make the phone call for you in case you don't have the time, and let them know that this is a special invite from Jimmy.
Right. And you know what? Also on the free passes that we just instituted, so for all the school owners out there, we tend to give things away so freely because we're smart enough to know that if we give them a free uniform, they're going to be happy, and it's only going to cost us X amount of dollars. It's worth getting them in the door. But we instituted that if we give away a free month pass, we make sure that they have to have 2 consistent weeks of martial art training in our school at least 2 days minimum to show commitment, and then we reward them with their first uniform. So it's kind of like almost saying that to the parents, we need to see commitment, and they start to understand that from the step one. And at the same time, those kids are going to want to come to those 2 weeks solid so that they get their uniform, rather than just handing it all to them right then and there and saying, well, here it is. And then they could quit because they got it all for free and they didn't have to work for it. So it's just a different slant. I don't know if it's a matter of opinion, but we found that it's been working.
Sure. Now, I'll back up on that referral thing one more time for everybody that's on the phone. If you're not using these, use these because these are powerful. If you get 50% of the people to bring a friend on their first intro, let's say that you do 20 intros that month, you get 10 of them to bring a friend, now we're dealing with 20 people off
right.
of the 10. Now, what I do is when we sign you up, and we do also the 2-4-6 week conference, but when we enroll you for that program, we ask you again, and I have a piece of paper, and as I go down my intro list of the things that I'm covering, I explain to them how we do our life skills, how we tie it in. You know, so we bowed, we talked about respect. When we did our front kick, we talked about focus, effort, and positive attitude, the characteristics of a black belt. What I'll do is say, do you have, and at the end of that, I have a piece of paper that I hand them. As I go ahead and go get their uniform for Jimmy, I'll ask you if you have 3 friends that you think that would also like to go ahead and get this today, and I'll put 3 friends down there. And it has a place for the name of the parent, the name of the student, and the phone call. If those 2 people give me 3 names, I've gotten 6. So that one call turned immediately into 2.
4 people.
And then I've got an additional 6 off of 1 intro call.
Right.
So it's maximizing every phone call that comes in to you.
Absolutely.
And if you're not at that 15-20, that right there can make a drastic upstep.
Without a doubt.
Into your program. And again, by giving away things or going for these long term, you got to have the total confidence in your program that you are changing lives through what you do.
Right.
The physical side and the life skills. And when they come in the door, they know that they're going to believe in your program. And when we do our 2-4-6 week calls, we ask for those intros. We always ask for referrals.
Right. Hey, let me ask everybody again, too. How many people, in all total honesty, feel uncomfortable asking for a referral?
Yes.
Anybody? Can you guys say aye if you feel that way?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah, there you go. So you see, you're never going to be able to sell the program if you feel uncomfortable asking for things. And the key to that is to always make sure you realize that, you know, the referral is basically, you got to think of your thing as your martial art as a jewel. And in order to get that jewel to be viewed by many people, that's where, as a teacher, you're going to benefit the world. So by asking those people for referrals is not asking them just for the sake, because you might think that people are going to think that you're money hungry or that you just want to grow your business. But in all reality, you're doing it because you want to spread the word and the good of what you do to all these other people. And then if those people that you're asking are getting that point as well, they believe in your program, they think that it's beneficial to their child, they're going to want to refer you like crazy. If I've gone to a restaurant and the restaurant was phenomenal, I'm talking about it for the next few days. I want to tell everybody to go there because I want that restaurant to stick around so I can continually go to it.
I want to make a comment, too,
sure.
on what you said because, again, that's something that I think that's a prevailing problem with people asking for referrals.
Right.
Even people closing any type of a membership, too, asking
right.
for that person to sign up.
Right.
One recommendation I can make, coming from a sales perspective,
mm-hmm.
is if you, first of all of you obviously believe in your program, you believe in your martial art, you've spent your lifetime honing your martial art skills and you've decided to make it your profession. What you need to do, if you have a real problem, sometimes it's hard to overcome that challenge when you're afraid to ask.
Right.
One of the things you can do is write yourself a sales script, learn it like the back of your hand, and force yourself to use verbatim every single time that exact script.
Right.
It will get you in that mindset so that you'll eventually get over that hump and get used to asking that question.
Right. Well,
I totally support that. I follow a script. I follow a script when I do my intros, and I follow a script on. Now, naturally, I don't have to. Don't get into it where you read it. But when you aren't on it, every morning you should be practicing your script before you go to work.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? Also, Joanne, too, I want to comment, though. The one thing I have to disagree with you on, and I'm not being negative, is that just because everyone does martial arts, I don't believe in my heart and soul that everyone believes in what they do. I believe that everyone believes that the martial arts is cool, but I think that the biggest transition with martial art instructors, the biggest problem is that they went from being in an industry professional job, and then they went to be in the martial art industry, and they wanted to become martial art teachers. But there's a huge amount of misconception about running a business and being on the floor teaching how to kick and punch. And then there's that big misconception with the guilt that a martial art instructor feels when they take money and they're making a great living out of teaching. People make you feel guilty. I think that the society at large believes that school teachers, any kind of teachers, clergy people, should do everything that they do out of the goodness of their heart for free, when in reality it's not at all like that. And we need to stop believing that we shouldn't be making a better living than a doctor or a better living than a lawyer or any other professional, because we're giving more than most other professions are giving to people,
mm-hmm.
and we have to be able to feel confident with that, or else when you try to sell a program, you're not sure of your value, you're not sure of your net value of what your program is worth, then you're not going to be able to sell that program to anybody. It doesn't matter what script in the world and how well you have it spoken. If you don't believe wholeheartedly, you're never going to be able to make that program work for you.
I have to agree with that statement.
Yeah,
sure,
so, I mean,
sure.
We got to make sure that our martial artists are professionals in every sense of the word, and all these people that are teaching have to believe in what they do, but you got to find the truth in what you do and then believe in it when it's real. So that's...
And that's part of that mind shift that everybody needs to take, and I think anybody who's at that point, any consultant that's consulting in today's martial art world, or anybody that's had any success in their school, will tell you that the major thing that had to happen was a mind shift that had to appear.
Right.
And you have to. And to be honest, we tell students when we ask for the referral that we want to build the largest, the greatest school in the nation.
Right.
And we need your help to do that. So we don't want to hide anything.
Absolutely.
We don't hide the cars we drive. We don't hide the houses that we live in.
Absolutely.
We have to be successful in order to teach success. And we call our program Success Warrior Program.
Yeah.
So parents, you got to remember, kids, we got to keep excited with everything that we're going to do this summer, but parents have to see the value. Very few parents will come into your school and say, you know what, I really am just hoping that my kid Jimmy can knock Billy on his butt by the end of the summer.
Right.
I think they're going to come in, they tell you they want self-discipline. They want to improve focus. They want to improve concentration.
Right.
They want to know how to set goals. There's a reason that there's programs that have leadership programs and kids want to get in, and that's the parents want that.
Absolutely.
For their children. So everybody start, I mean, look at your school. And it's, you know, our thing here is we are a personal development center, and the martial arts is just our vehicle to do that.
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
So I want to back up and just touch on two things, because I know we're getting close to the end of the hour. And that's on marketing for the summer. There's two things that I would suggest you have. Remember, you've got a complete different market now with the summer coming up. I would suggest running like a 6-week karate program, because you're going to have parents that may not be totally interested in karate, but may think on a short term, with their kids being out of school, that they're looking for something positive and productive to put their children into.
Absolutely.
So run 6-week programs rather than your regular program. Get them in your door. And then we can talk later on how you could take that 6-week program and usually in the first or second week go ahead and try to upgrade them into your regular program. What we normally do is we'll charge $109 for 6 weeks. That includes the uniform. And then in the second week, when we do our first 2-4-6-week conference, we build up that yes momentum. And if you were at the APS boot camp, you know what I'm talking about, because I did a complete seminar on building up, coming off of the 30-day VIP, into the third or fourth class and upgrading those people into a year program. But give some type of credit for that 109 back into their current program if they want to head in a row. And what you'll find is that people are going to take advantage of your program for 6 weeks. that may be straddled on the fence or may not be aware of what the benefits of your program are and would never come in and do karate, but may take advantage of the six-week karate program. So by doing a six-week karate program, you can now market or appeal to a different market that may not have had an appeal to your school during the previous 9 months, because now it's a shorter-term type thing.
Absolutely.
The other thing I would say is if you have kids, and I would definitely try to use kids that are 10 and above, but have what we'll do is we'll run a Friday where we'll have kids. We get about five or six kids, and we every Friday we just go out and hit neighborhoods with flyers. And then what we do is we take the kids swimming and out to pizza afterwards.
Great.
So you get all the kids out there, you got some marketing. The other thing I would suggest, and it depends where you're at on ordinances with your local communities, but I think on the East Coast, I've always referred to them as snipe signs. And those are the signs that are small, stick in the ground next to the street curbs. Does everybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And put something up there. Make it short and sweet. We can say free karate and leave a phone number. Someone's going to call about that.
Right.
And then it's our 30-day free karate program.
Right.
So there's a lot of things that you can do to take advantage. Summer gives you more advantages than the point I'm trying to make with these is you've got an advantage to do additional things that you would not have advantage to do in the other 9 months. And it comes back to what Ali was speaking about earlier is being a personal development center, whatever you are, you have to make that mind shift. And you have to believe in your program, but you also have to believe, going into this summer excited. It's not about surviving, it's about thriving.
Right.
You've got more opportunity to grow your business in the summer than you do any other time because you've got more things available to you.
If I could just make a comment for a second. I actually switched over, so I don't know if anyone mentioned this. I know one thing we do to get referrals, and a lot of our actual karate students come from, well, I don't know what everyone else, but we teach the aerobics here. And we do like we just put out flyers, we just blast the flyers in the local developments for karate and kobu, karate box and kobu, 2-for-1, bring a friend.
Right.
You know, and then he usually gets referrals, and beans, we tie karate box and kobu into what we do with the martial art. They see that and they're like, oh. And usually what they'll do is after their 3 month aerobics contract is up or they come in for a class, they want to sign up for everything.
That's great.
And we offer stuff like, you know, I know right now, like the flyer I'm looking at. By the way, I'm Dara from Mahato Karate in Wilmington, Delaware.
Hi, Dara.
Hello. And I know what we did is we just put out a flyer for Mahato Karate New Student Special, Summer Special. Join Mahato Karate for $30, receive a free uniform, a free video, which is our karate box video, which explains to you the punches, the kicks, and then a free month of karate. And we also did these flyers for kids.
Great.
That because it just came around report card time. I don't know where everyone else is at, but here in Delaware. And what we did is we made certificates off of the computer. We used online to download graphics, but it was if, you know, for good report cards, bring a friend, bring their parents. And
right.
We've had actually just alone, well, the last week of April and this week, we've had 4 people come in from schools. Like the parents came in and watched a class, and now that we have, you know, kids that were like, I don't know, we have kids that are 6 and 7 years old, like purple belts that have now friends that are, well, of course, here we start no belt and then move up to white, but that are bringing kids in from school that are signing the year contracts.
That's great.
So anything a little promotional like that, you know.
Yeah. You know, I also have a whole bunch of ideas that we do just over the summer in general that I think people tend to forget about because the martial arts school is a sense of community. So we want to create as many events to make it a community center or a family-oriented business. So we do things like one cool thing that we do every year is a big, huge family picnic where we do a martial arts show and we have the kids come down and the parents, they bring their own barbecues or they bring their own, you know, lunches, and then we all just hang out for the entire day at a local park, or then we do another one called Beach Day, where we just invite everybody down. It's free. We pick a field at our beach that we go to, and everyone just meets at Field 2 at Jones Beach by me in New York, and we'll all just hang out together all day long. We play football. Everyone goes swimming. The kids get to hang out. The parents get to meet each other. Some people start to say, hey, I'll carpool. Then we do a really cool thing called the luau. We do a martial art luau at my East Islip school in New York, where everyone comes down in their best, ugliest Hawaiian shirt, and we have Hawaiian music playing, and we actually charge a $5 donation, and we donate to that to a family of choice that needs assistance. And then we'll do things like that throughout the summer that just creates that synergy of the families getting together, and they think of the martial arts not just as another activity, but they think of that as their life and life skill. So those are just three real cool things that we also incorporate in just to build that energy going.
Hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. So think about that too, guys, because that's what you got to build, that family environment and build that unity between all your students. Any last questions? Because I think we only have like 7 minutes left.
Yeah, we only have 7 minutes. I actually wanted to... does anybody have any questions for Allie or John?
Yeah, I should have a question. This is Dave from Integrated Martial Arts in Hackettstown, New Jersey.
Dave,
hi,
how
Dave.
Are you? How you doing? Hi, Joanne. Hi, Allie. How are you?
Good.
I had a question about, now, I know we're off the topic of summer camps right now. I came in about 15 minutes late. But I did have a question. I kind of put myself in where I am a new school. I opened in September. And I told the parents I'm going to be doing a summer camp. My thing right now is how to price it and how to set up a schedule for it. I mean, do I do a, you know, parents are saying 9 to 5 works best for them. I don't want to burn myself out being here 9 to 5 and then, you know, teaching classes at night. And how many days a week? I'm kind of stuck on that.
Yeah.
Any suggestions?
Dave, could I jump in on this one, John, quick?
Sure.
And then you, sure. Dave, what I would suggest to you is to do what I did for years and do a summer camp and do it for 1 week and 1 week only. And
really?
Not, you don't have to worry about being a babysitter and making sure that you have an activity for the parents to have their kids in the whole entire summer. My best buddy, John Oschlager, in New York, he runs a jiu-jitsu school. He does a one-week summer camp. It's 5 days. He charges $300, and he just sent out a letter, not even one, just one letter. He had 75 people book it. He's booked for the year. I mean, that's done. He has his week done, 75 times 300. So that's $21,000 a week.
Wow.
And that's what he's doing, and he doesn't even do it himself. He pays a bunch of teenagers. He's there. He's a great guy. But that's all you need, because people do summer camps. Some people are making $150,000 on summer camp, but they have these really intricate camps, and they've built it up over years. For you, starting your first time, it depends on what your enrollment is. Even if you got 20 kids at $250, that's still like $6,000.
Right.
You know, so that's a good week, and that's all you need to do without killing yourself.
Mm-hmm. What about time-wise? Like, is it an all-day thing?
Well, it's an all-day thing. Normally, the parents are going to want to drop off at 9 and pick up at, like, 3 or 3:30. But you know what? You're only going to do it for 1 week, so you'll be dead tired that week. You'll rest on the weekend, and then the rest of the summer will be yours to enjoy. But you'll make that extra $6,000 or $7,000.
Let me jump in on that. He's absolutely right, because we did our summer camp last year, and I run the summer camp. Our summer camp runs from 8 in the morning until 6 at night, plus
right.
We've got classes. So I'm here by 7:30 in the morning. I don't leave till 9 o'clock at night. And I'm 51 years old and feeling old.
It
gets a little tired. So
sure.
If you are going to run more than 1 week, make sure you get help.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And your senior students, the ones you can rely on, get them for senior counselors. Then get, like, 13-year-old kids as counselors in training. But they've got to be the reliable kids.
Right.
I think I mentioned that too about my instructor did it for, you know, you have to have staff. I mean, it's so important to have staff in order to run an effective summer camp, because, you know, it's just impossible. I guess, you know, it's not impossible, but it really takes,
It'll take its toll on you, no doubt.
It will, yeah.
But that way, if you run in 1 week, you know, you could pull your hair out for the whole week. Don't worry, it'll grow back. But for $7,000, it's worth it, you know? So, like,
I
should
work it anyway.
Yeah, there you go. So if you're there just for 1 week killing yourself, it's only going to be 1 week out of the year that you're going to kill yourself, but you'll make a huge volume of money. And this is where, what's your enrollment in your school?
I'm at about just right over 100 right now.
Well, there you go.
But that's with everything. What's with fitness clients, you know, kids.
Well, let's
adults.
Just say you have 25 kids to draw on. You would definitely, you could get 20 kids in that in your summer camp.
Sure.
You know, 20 at 300, that's $6,000. It's worth your week of work. You know, that's some people are not, you know, they need to do, you know, a lot of new students to get that kind of money. And it just brings in that revenue during, you know, the supposed slow times of the year.
Right.
If you want, you could email me. And I will send you my summer camp flyer so it can give you an idea of what activities I have. Anybody who wants to email me, I'll send over my summer camp flyer. It's my email is Renshi, Renshili, Ninja, Ninja, at AOL.com.
Okay, I'm sorry, do that again?
Yeah, Renshi, Renshi, L-I, like Long Island, and then Ninja, Ninja, at AOL.com. and I'll mail anything you need. I have summer flyers. I'll send it out. And also, please take advantage. John and I are going in partnership on a consulting site that we're doing. It's called takingittothenextlevel.com. And you guys could go on and check it out. It's going to be amazing. And I think APS is going to be tying in. Joanne and I talked a little bit on email. And we want to help the industry. And it's really, really kind of it's going to be geared towards people at the level that they're at versus the level, you know, that everyone thinks you should be at. In other words, when I go to a seminar and they give me information, they don't know whether I have 5 students or 55 or 5,500. They just give me information. Well, we're going to tailor the information to the people where they should be and what they should be doing at the level they're at to get to the next level.
Yeah. That's great.
Yes, Dave, it's called takingittothenextlevel.com.
Okay.
And Dave, this is John, and I don't want to be the third person to pipe in that. But my concern, too, would be if it's just you, try to steer away from a full 10, 12-week summer camp because they will just beat you up. And the reason, and a perfect example is that I've had a couple friends that I've told the same thing, and they went ahead and done it because they look at it, and it's very good money for short term. But anybody who's done a camp that's on this line today will tell you every penny is earned.
Yeah,
and it's completely intense. But come fall, the people who do that usually on their own is not only are you burnt out on the evening classes, now your regular students don't see that same energy and excitement in you.
Right.
And what most people that focus on a summer camp when they're short staffed in September, they can't understand why their check is half what it was when they went into the summer.
Right. That's why I say do a week. Start off with a week and pump it like crazy and go crazy for the week and make the money and then just chill out the rest of the summer and enjoy.
Yeah. If you can do that.
Until you build your school.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
We're about to actually get to wrap up here. I just wanted to, first of all, make a comment about, I think John and Allie and everybody here are trying to impress upon you guys is that, and John had mentioned it actually, is that when people go into summer and they own a school, I think for the most part they think, oh, here it comes. I'm gonna see a significant drop. Something that I really admire both John and Allie for that they do consistently is that they're proactive. That, you know, in order to be successful, you have to make it happen yourself. You can't just expect things to kind of go along on their own. So you have to make sure that you're putting just as much energy in consistently throughout the year and getting new students, and I think that's something that's really key to being successful.
Absolutely.
Sure.
I also wanted to mention, I know John and Allie have both mentioned the APS Boot Camp several times. We are finishing up our DVD now. I know some of you guys were interested in getting that DVD. If some of you had come to the boot camp late or were not able to attend the boot camp, all of the speaker sessions, Allie's, John's, Tommy Lee's, Melody's, they're all going to be on this DVD, and we should have those available shortly.
Great.
And Joanne, how do they, if they can get that even if they weren't at the boot camp, right?
If they weren't at the boot camp or if they were, you know, some people I know had come late and they still wanted the DVD. So they just need to contact the sales department or email me, and I'll be sure to get that to them.
For all the people that missed my segment because they went home because they were tired, then you could get and watch it.
It's worthwhile, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I had a great time. And listen, anybody who's on the line now, please feel free to call me or email John and I in any way, shape, or form. I'd be more than happy to share any mistake I've made and anything I can to make it easier on you guys. You know, I didn't get to 1,400 students or 1,200 students by knowing what I was doing. I learned every step of the way painfully, so I want to share that to save you guys the headache and the aggravation, and I could probably cut the time period in half for you or less than that.
Thank you.
So if anything, we're experts on mistakes made.
Yeah, right.
What is your phone number?
Well, you could, again, you could call me at my school, 631-321-5432.
Can you say that again, please?
631-321-5432.
Okay.
Or best way is to email me, and the email address I gave out, it was Renshi, R-E-N-S-H-I-L-I, Ninja, N-I-N-J-A, @AOL.com.
Okay.
And I'll share as much time as I have to, any questions. I mentor people around the country, and I would love to also have you take a look at my site, and John's the site is takingittothenextlevel.com. It has so much information for school owners about marketing tips and conversations that John and I have had about growing our schools when he had a new school in Kentucky and I was growing my new school in East Islip, and what we did and what we had to make sure we were supposed to do and what we forgot. And there's just article after article on unbelievable stuff in there, so take a look at it. So
All right, guys.
Joanne, thank you so much for having
no
me.
No problem. I actually had mentioned that I was going to Canvas to see what the most convenient time is. We actually have to wrap up now, so if everyone could just send an email when they have an opportunity, just a short email to consulting@apsfinancial.com and let us know the most convenient. If this is not a convenient time period to have conference calls, we want to figure out the best time for you guys to be able to join us. That being said, also, if you ever miss a conference call, they are available online. You just copy and paste the link right into your browser, your web browser, and you can listen to the entire conference call after it's taken place.
What was that, the consulting, what was the address again?
It's consulting@apsfinancial.com. A like Apple, P like Paul, S like Sam.
Find the back issues.
Back issues are all available on our website, www.apsbilling.com. Just go to the consulting link, and all the conference calls that we've had are available. You just copy and paste the link right into your web browser.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, really excellent stuff.
Is it audio or it's written out?
Yeah, it's audio.
So you can just drop it down and listen to the segment?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome. I could forward that to my staff. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it should be, today's conference call should be available probably at the latest by Friday because the...
It'll be up this afternoon.
Oh,
I'll also let everyone know it's a WAV file, so they would need to have some sort of...
A media player or something.
Right, a media player or some sort of player like that.
I just want to say thank you guys for listening to me. I love to talk, and I'm sure you could see that. So if I could be of any help, please, I'm not just saying that. I really want to help the industry, so please just get in contact with me.
Thank you, Alex, so much.
Thank you,
Joanne.
I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, great.
You.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
A host has ended this conference. Please hang up.